old lady of 92. She boarded the train at HQ. Oh, but she dropped her ticket on the ground. Before she could notice the doors they had closed, so she took a seat and she needed her clothes. Took out her knitting for her 20 cold grandchildren at home. But oh, hell, she did shiver when she got a tap on the shoulder and the words, "We see your ticket for riding this train. Ain't no room to complain. Either you got yourself a ticket or we'll have to take your pension pay." They were the Met Police. They're gonna get you, the Met Police. They're gonna find you, the Met Police. Yeah, they're gonna find you out.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Lost my wallet, but I was feeling fine. It was a Friday night, after all. And this good-looking fella, well, he sat next to me. I told him my story, and he offered sympathy. But I was suspicious of his new Blundstone boots. Now I'm not the type to get concerned easily, but he asked me for my name, my number and my residency. And I knew this boy, he weren't looking for no love. No, this boy, he weren't looking for no love. I killed this boy, he wasn't undercover. Met police, they're gonna get you, the Met Police. Places for such a little girl, and I've been in a lot of trouble, if you know what I mean. I met the KGB in old Moscow. I met the FBI in Chicago. I met the CIA in Iraq and Iran. Oh, I ran away, babe. But nobody tells me no. Nobody wets me, nobody scares me quite like the Met Police.